No doubt, because there is a lot of marijuana and some mostly off-screen masturbation.
Oh, that was cringeworthy, yeah.
Yeah. It will help pass the time. But if you like comedy with a bit more bite, then both of us really like the comic drama Copacabana. Jason, you met Isabelle Huppert a few weeks ago. Isn't she great?
Yeah, fantastic in this. I mean, this is a character that could have been played so wrong, and yet she does it with such subtlety because she's this, you know, hippie mother whose daughter is ashamed of her to the point where the daughter won't invite her to the wedding. And so she thinks she's got to change her ways, and she gets this job selling timeshare apartments in this very bleak part of Belgium.
Ostend. I'd never go for a holiday in Ostend.
No, it's like Mission Impossible, but she turns out to be really good at it. And in fact, she's good at this job selling these apartments because she doesn't actually betray who she is inside, which is someone who's, you know, lives in the moment and is very good with people. I guess being a hippie and travelling the world in your youth gives you that ability.
I love Hugh Pear with her little kind of pipe cleaner legs in these amazing pink and purple stockings and mittens and weird outfits, chumming up and putting street people overnight in these empty apartments.
Yeah, display apartments, yeah.
It's not quite raw comedy. I mean, there's an element of the real about it. And
it reminded me a little bit of those films of filmmakers like Laurent Conté, for example, who made Human Resources. There's a critique here of European capitalism, which I find quite wry and quite pointed.
Yeah, a very good film, recommended. Copacabana is rated M, and I don't recommend Ostend these holidays.